This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The organizers of the Women's March are holding the inaugural Women's Convention in Detroit, starting today and running through the weekend. Joining me is Phoebe Hopps. She is Michigan coordinator of the Women's March. Why did the organizers choose Detroit?
Detroit was an obvious choice. It's such a wonderful city coming up. It's a city of revolution. It's a city of industry. There was no other place to have it.
The theme for the convention is Reclaiming Our Time. What is that reference?
We refer to Congresswoman Maxine Waters and her work with, you know, reclaiming her time and being able to have our voices be heard, you know, after being interrupted, after being told to sit down and shut up. And this is our time to reclaim it.
What will the people who attend Women's Convention 2017 see?
This is all about learning and coming away with a wealth of information, workshops, panels. We're all going to leave here with tools to bring back to our communities to organize as better people, as well as just be inspired.
I understand that part of the goal is for women to become politically more effective. In what ways will that happen?
Getting involved and being able to collaborate in a community, being able to be intersectional about your leadership, gathering all the voices at the table, as well as, you know, being able to run for office and help others do the same thing.
Is this with an eye toward next year's off-year elections?
Yeah, this is for 2018, 2020, and moving forward.
Do you have intentions to continue holding these conventions on a regular basis? And if so, how long?
Oh, yeah, we absolutely hope so. And we hope that this is the first one of many to come. So we're very excited about that.
I read in a Detroit Free Press article from last month that the goal is to work toward liberation for women of all races, ethnicities, ages, disabilities, sexual identities, gender expressions, immigration statuses, religious faiths, and economic statuses. Why did the organizers feel it was necessary to spell out in detail that everybody was welcome?
I think a lot of people feel left out of movements in the past, and it was very important for us to be intentional with who we choose and intentional to include everyone in this conversation, leadership and training.
Yeah, as you probably are aware, there have been events where transgender women were not accepted. In fact, the events called off because they wouldn't accept them. And I was glad to see that you actually make it clear that everybody is welcome.
Yeah, we try really hard to be as inclusive. And it's not just about having people have a space at the table. It's giving them a voice and letting them take the lead and trusting in other women to be amazing leaders and help guide this revolution that we're throwing.
I want to talk about that last item, though, economic status. The tickets for this conference or convention are $295 per person, plus travel and a hotel. If you're not well off, that's a pretty steep price. What kind of discussions did the organizers have about access for those who can't pay that amount?
I feel that we're trying to make this conference as accessible as possible. While the price tag is very high, to throw something like this off at Cobo Arena and I mean, it was very expensive, and I know that we've been fundraising to try to make everyone be able to attend. I know that every single person who applied for a scholarship received one.
You raised funds for scholarships for people to have free tickets and housing or lodging?
Absolutely. People have received plane tickets, hotel rooms, so we're trying to get everyone to Detroit and get them housed with tickets and, you know, even the conference is including some meals. I mean, it's very important to make this accessible to everyone.
Senator Bernie Sanders was invited to be a keynote speaker, and more than a few women asked, "What? You can't find a woman?" Sanders ended up declining to appear. Now, actor Rose McGowan is the keynote speaker. Why was she the women's convention choice?
We haven't been given a detail about Rose McGowan yet, and she was just recently announced. It is a shame that Senator Sanders is not attending, and we had hoped that he was going to come. But there's so many speakers. Honestly, this isn't about the celebrities and the different people speaking. To me, it's about the work that we need to do in Detroit, and that's the most important concept in convention.
Rose McGowan recently came out saying that Harvey Weinstein had raped her. And I was wondering if that was going to be one of the issues that you deal with.
I know that one of our unity principles and the things that we deal with, violence against women and sexual assault against women is rampant. And that is something we're tackling throughout our panels and discussions.
Phoebe Hopps is Michigan coordinator of the Women's March, which is holding its inaugural Women's Convention in Detroit this weekend. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Lester.